Almighty Heavenly Father. We come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now, let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. Bless his holy Lord. To our preachers and deacons and trustees and to all of God's children, we'd like to say that to our visitors, we Jesus freaks. Jesus freaks. There's no greater gift that a man can ever receive than what God gave us. No, I don't care what it is. Nothing greater than Jesus. Nothing. Nothing that man knows about is greater than Christ. It's the greatest gift. I know many of you have received some great gifts, but this is the greatest. My mic on, turn my mic on, please. The greatest. Would it profit a man if he get the whole world and then turn around and lose his own soul? It's my fault. Bless your heart. I got to talk and think about Jesus so much, I forgot to turn my mic on. My fault, brother. May God bless you. God is good. Some of you out there need to be in this choir. You have a voice to sing. Who you using your voice for? Use it for the Lord. Use it for the Lord. Be used by God while you can. While you can. He the one give it to you. He the only one can give and take what he wants. So use it for the Lord. Thank God for Jesus. That's right, baby. Thank him. Ain't nobody gonna get mad but the devil. That's right, girl. That's right, girl. Ain't nobody gonna get mad but the devil. But the devil. Tell him, baby, ain't nobody gonna get mad but the devil.
All right.
Nobody but the devil. He the one woke us up this morning. That I'm gonna preach in a minute. That no reflection, but that pretty house you got, he gave it to you. That car you drive, and he let you got him safe. It was him. You'll be surprised if we just scope this earth.
Yes, sir.
And find out how many people left home and never got to their destination. It was nobody but
Jesus. Yes, sir.
You're right, Pastor.
Bless this holy name. Hallelujah. That's just me. We're still in our series. The God who needs nothing, number 80. The God who needs nothing, number 80. He needs nothing. Guess what? I'm going to preach in a minute. Guess what?
Go ahead.
God doesn't need nothing you got. I mean nothing. I mean nothing. You don't know what I got, Reverend. I don't. But that you got is not yours anyway. You can't give nobody nothing who already own it. This is what the real church is all about. The real church is all about one thing, that is who? Jesus. I don't care how you look at it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look at how you look at it. I don't care how you turn it upside down this way. When it comes down to the main thing, it's nobody but Jesus.
You're right.
Hallelujah. He needs nothing. Matthew 27. 20. Through the 23rd verse. Bless his holy name. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Nobody mad but the devil. God Almighty. Hallelujah. Matthew 27:20. Through the 23rd verse. We have read this once time in this series, but I'm still in it. We've got to deal with this. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, whether are the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all said unto him, let him be crucified. The governor said, why? What evil has he done? But they cried out the most, saying, let him be crucified. Let him be crucified. What have Jesus done to folks that they can't stand his name? They don't see him. They don't know how he looks. We don't, especially this generation.
All right.
Why is the name disturbing folks? It's just a name. What about this name that you don't have to see, but the name carry power? It's so powerful that nobody can stop it. And in these last and evil days, that's what happened now. They're trying to stop the name. They already done killed him, Jesse. Well, what a name gonna do? Kill Walker. You call Walker all you want. Walker dead. But something about this name. They can't stop no kind of way from listening at it, that they close their ears. And that's what we're going to talk some today about. Folks don't want to hear that name. God Almighty. Listen at me. My brothers and sisters, God have every generation in time period in the Bible. And I believe that the church time is about to come to a close. I said, I believe that. You believe what you want, I believe what I want. It's about to come to a close. The church period about to come to a close. We can see the signs of the church final days on this earth. And if you study the word of God, study it prayerfully, you can see the sign of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you'll be surprised. Somebody looking at me right now still can't believe it. Right now. You can't believe it because the devil have you with the unbelief that he won't come back. And sometimes devil bring things to your mind. They've been talking about this for years, but it have gotten down to the time that Jesus is closer than so many church folk think. And so many folk don't even believe he's coming back. He's coming back. And not only that, the one that started been born again, they see the signs of his coming. But what have Jesus done to folk that folks don't want to name Jesus? It make you want to cry sometimes. Make you want to shed some tears. They don't want Jesus. What have he done to folks? He died for our sin, and we still don't want him. He wake us up every morning and still don't want him. Give us good jobs and still don't want him. What has he done to folks that folks can't stand the name Jesus? And my brothers and sisters, I have found out something about this 21st century church. We talk about Peter, James, and John days on this earth. Their days are over now. It is our time now. I promise you. What we see going on, it's about us now, y'all. What we going to do about Jesus? In our day, we read about the Bible, see what, how he went through things, what folk done to him, how they talked about him, but now in our day, what we going to do with Jesus? Since he's still alive, in a sense that we know he's alive, he got up early Sunday morning. Everybody don't know that, but he got up. But what we going to do? What we going to do about Jesus? When he was in the flesh, the crowd hollered out, crucify him, crucify him. Oh, you're talking about that Jesus? Yes, crucify him. But we know he got up. I said, we. The one been born again, know he got up. If you've never been born again, you don't know it yet.
That's right.
Oh, boy. But we who have experienced the new birth know he lives.
You're right.
We know it make you want to shout when you think about
it.
We know he lives. We know he's not in that grave. We know he got up. Not sick. He got up with all power in his hand. He's alive. He's alive and he's well. And folks don't want the name Jesus. Listen to this now. In our generation, it's kind of sad. We don't want the name in our generation. And my brothers and sisters, in Pilate days, he asked the people, what shall I do with Jesus? They said, let him be crucified. In other words, kill him. Get rid of him. Get rid of him. Yes. Get rid of him. Kill him. Watch this now. The crowd or the multitude really hated Jesus without a cause. Watch this now. I'm going to get to us now. See, really hated Jesus without a cause. God Almighty. They didn't have nothing on him. They just hated him without a cause. This was the chief priest's attitude toward Jesus in that day. And so many people in the world today really hate the name Jesus. They have taken on the chief and priest attitude to this day. We call them Jesus haters. There's some folks right now in this world can't stand the name Jesus. Never saw Jesus before, but they still hate his what? Name.
You're right, Pastor. Boy, you're right.
Take your time, Reverend Walker. They still hate him. Never saw him. Don't know how he looks.
My goodness.
Don't know what he is. But you still hate that name. Hate the name Jesus. God Almighty. What wrong with him? Have a disease? Can you catch what he got? That's it. They can catch what he got.
You're right.
And they don't want what he got. They laugh at those who love him. They laugh at those how they care on for him. And they get jealous because they can't act like that. You can, but you got to meet Jesus. They may call you crazy. They may call you stupid. They may tell you it don't take all that. It take that and some more. And when folks, you better listen at me. And when folks act like that, they can't stand you. I'm not throwing no stone now, but I tell you, because you see a point. They hate to see you come. If they hated Jesus that bad, they got to hate you because you act like Jesus. It's a strange thing about this thing right here. Why so strange, Reverend Walker? Because sometimes you get in trouble. And when you get in trouble, you talk about that woman, you talk about that man, how he talk about Jesus. But now, don't see Sister Mary. Call for her. Go see the preacher who talked about Jesus. Now you want Jesus. But thank God, Jesus not like other folks. He'll come and see about you if you want it. Whosoever will, let him come. For what has he done to folks that folks can't stand Jesus, even his name? God Almighty. This kind of preacher, I'm preaching now, you know, don't get your lunch meal paid for. But thank God I got a Jesus who can get two little fish and five loaves of bread. And he still feeds you. What has he done? Crucify him. Crucify him. God Almighty. But notice something, my brother and sister. Pilate didn't really hate Jesus. Watch this now. I don't want you to miss this point here. He didn't really hate Jesus. God Almighty. He just didn't have no use for him. They have no use for Jesus. Them Pharisees, them scribes, them, all the other, they just hated his name. They hated him and his name.
That's right.
But Pilate said, what has he done? God Almighty, he didn't really hate Jesus. But he just didn't have no use for him. Now watch this now. Watch this. Pilate heard. Everybody say heard. Pilate heard that Jesus was a healer. Pilate said, I'm not sick. He heard that Jesus will feed you when you're hungry. He said, I got food. God Almighty. I don't really hate Jesus. I just have no use for him. God Almighty. I can eat when I get ready. I can eat what I want. Leave me hating the man. He hasn't done nothing to me. I just don't want need him. God Almighty. But watch this now. Don't miss this. This 21st century church have taken on the attitude of power. We don't really hate Jesus. We just don't have no use for him. Got to watch me now. Don't miss this. We took on the attitude of power. I'm talking about the church. The church, the 21st century church. God Almighty. Don't have no use for it. Why, Reverend Walker? Paul, get your Bible. Let's see why. Look at Revelation 3:17. Let's see why we now in this 21st century don't have no use for Jesus. Read on, Paul.
Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
That's the reason. This is what this church is saying. We, the 21st century church, Laodicea, this us. This is what we're saying. And I told you a few Sundays ago, I said, only thing would happen now, we're waiting on one more thing. That's economy got to what? Increase. And when we started throwing food away and all that kind of stuff, got so much to eat, you can look up. All of us can't say it right now, but some of us still can say it. We just don't want his name. We have increased. We took on the attitude of power.
Yeah.
And them folk back in power today, the Pharisees, they took on the attitude of Pharisees. They hated him. We don't really hate him. We just got rich in our need for what? That's how we stand today in this 21st century. No use for him. Watch us. Watch us. Watch. We think God has crazy. Watch us. Time a tornado come through and tell people, folks, here, about 6 months, we want to come to church.
That's right.
Time something bad happens, you want to go to church.
All right. Yes,
sir. But how you stop that, Reverend Walker? You stop it by going when things going well with you.
All right.
If you ever want God to be in your house and stay with your soul, God will always be there. You ought to thank him when you got a plenty.
Right.
We forget God time we got a little in the treasure back there. But you ought to thank God when you got a plenty.
Yes,
anybody go to God when they don't ain't got nothing.
Amen.
Watch this again. We can stop a lot of things happening in America.
You're right.
If we start worshiping God from our heart.
All right.
And stop trying to use Jesus in these last days. I'm going to keep on telling you. We represent the Laodicea church in these last days. Because we says, I am rich. God Almighty. Be rich, increase with good, and have need of nothing. But God said, you're looking at the wrong thing. I'm looking at your soul. You're looking at your possession, but I'm looking at your soul. Your soul is a mess, but you don't know it's a mess. God Almighty, your soul is wretched. Your soul is miserable. Soul is poor, blind, and naked. I see your nakedness. Your spiritual nakedness. You need some Jesus around you. Put the clothes of Jesus on. Put righteous on. Peace on. Love on. God Almighty. I see your nakedness. God Almighty. What cries the mouth in here? Get to the tank, ain't that right? Quiet them out. That's why I want to be quiet. God talking to me.
Yes, sir. All right.
Talking to me. He talking to you. He talking to everybody who listens. Yeah, right. We are this Laodicea church. You can duck it. You can forget it. You can get your mind off it. But we are there right now. Heart of mine. We need nothing. Don't really hate Jesus. We just don't need him. It's what the church saying. God Almighty. I'm talking about the real church. God Almighty. Don't need nothing. Watch this now. The devil is blinding the Laodicea church for the things and the lover of this present world. We love this world. More than we love Jesus. Stuff. Mess you up, you don't watch yourself. We brag on our stuff. Brag on our stuff. I'm not throwing off on nobody. I'm just preaching, okay? And it's good to have some stuff. But don't let the stuff get you. See, sometimes the stuff take over and you forget about you got a Jesus. You start to lean on your stuff and lay Jesus down. No, you need Jesus because Jesus is going to outlast stuff. This is what happened in America. Now, I promise you, I'm going to stick with America. I know what Jesus told me a few years ago. It's American. It's American. Regardless of who God put in as president, he's going to put who he want in. I promise that. He's going to put in who he want to put in. Regardless of who he put in, America is sinking. Don't you know? So God recognized his church.
Yeah.
When the church do right, that's when God and get you under cover from behind them and let the snake come in or something to get your attention that you don't forgot me. And that's what happened in America now. I promise you, take it lightly all you want. We are in these days that Americans don't even see it. The average chunks of folk go to church. Very few see it. God Almighty. Paul, look at 2 Timothy 5 and 4. 1 through 4, then go to 10 verse. God Almighty. This stuff is real. We take church lightly. Think it's something to play with. You're playing with your soul and don't even know you're playing with your soul.
I charge thee,
yeah,
therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ,
yeah,
who shall judge the quick,
yeah,
and the dead,
yeah,
at his appearing and his kingdom.
Yeah, the quick and the dead, the live and the dead. Judge. God, who shall what? Judge. God gonna judge the saints and the sinners. See, at his appearing, one day we all got to stand before God. Everybody been born in this world one day got to meet Jesus.
Amen.
Everybody that was born by a woman, oh, that must be, one day got to stand before a living God and give an account of your stewardship. Everybody. Ain't gonna be well, you got to stand before God. Even folk go to the lake of fire, got to stand. What do you got to stand for, Reverend Walker? They got to stand the bow. Not the, look, see, ain't no second chance. This it. They got to stand before God. Say, he is God. And bow. We're going where you're on your way. See, you had to get Jesus while you're on this side. Ain't no second chance nowhere. Stop letting the folks mess you up.
Amen.
No second chance nowhere. You got one chance. If you're dead, that's it. Lord Almighty, that's it. Read on, Paul.
Preach the word.
Preach the word.
Be instant in season, out of season.
Yeah.
Reprove, rebuke, exalt with all long suffering and doctrine.
Preach the what?
The word.
This the word of God.
Amen.
Be ready at all times.
Amen.
Ain't no season. Well, there ain't no season to preach about Jesus. In season what? And out of season. Ain't no season. Every season is to be preached to God.
Amen.
God Almighty. We got to preach it. The word. Not something to tickle folks' ears. They come to church now, they hear, get their ears tickled.
Amen.
Something sound good. And want the preacher to tell one of them big lies. And when you get home, you heard what he said. Don't remember nothing but that joke he told. That's all they remember. But we got to stand before God. God Almighty. Preach the word, be long suffering with it. Preach one gospel. That's Jesus Christ. Don't let folk put fear in you. Preach the gospel. Preach.
Amen.
Tell folk the truth. Preach the word. Not White House word. Preach God word.
Amen.
Not New Bethlehem word, but preach God word.
Amen.
Oh, no, my. And folk, they call folk crazy when they stand up on this word. They call you crazy.
That's right.
You don't take all that. They'll do anything that make you feel bad. But stand on this Bible.
You're right.
It cannot fail. Lord Almighty. Read on, Paul.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heed to themselves teachers having itching ears.
Yes, itching ears. Make them feel good. Something to say. Make them feel good. Yes, the time now. They won't endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they'll buy teachers, high teachers. All kind of preachers in pulpit now. Some been called, some been bought. Some don't even know nothing about God, don't know nothing about Jesus.
That's right.
If they don't talk about Jesus, you're dealing with a devil. I promise you, I don't care where you are. If he hadn't been called by God, if he don't talk about Jesus and put Jesus in his proper place, you got a devil preaching to you. I don't care how he whom or whatever he do. I don't care how he trying to flip, whatever he do. I said, if he's not preaching Jesus and putting him where he's supposed to be, you got a devil pastor. I know I'm right. Preach the word. Instant. And when he don't want to hear you, preach it. When they hear you, preach it. God Almighty. You got itching ears. God Almighty. Itch it ears. Something don't sound right. Read on, Paul.
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables.
False stuff. Turn away their what? Ears. In other words, I know I'm going to get to that data, but in other words, they're going to turn their ears from what? And turn what to fables? Little short stories and things. Little short stories. Some sound good, you know. Itching ears, turn their ears away. Mean I'm going somewhere else to hear.
All right.
God Almighty. See, I don't want to hear what he got to tell me. I'm going somewhere to hear what I want to hear.
That's right.
Turning his what? Ears. God, from what? The truth. A lot of folks run from the truth. Y'all didn't know that?
Amen.
A lot of folks run from church to church trying to find the gospel they want. Ain't but one true gospel, that Jesus Christ.
All right.
The Bible don't have no problem. The one that running it got the problem.
All right. Go ahead, Reverend.
God Almighty.
Preach the truth.
Boy, y'all just don't know.
All right.
You need to be a real preacher to know.
All right. Amen.
I promise y'all. Don't make God mad with your preacher.
All right.
Please don't.
Right.
In these last days, God Almighty, Jesus said, preach what I said, preach. Not what folk want to hear. Preach what I said, preach.
Right.
Not what folk want to hear. Folk want to hear something sound good.
Right.
God Almighty, how he got his word fixed and all this kind of stuff. If he bringing the truth, it's the truth.
All right.
You can't do nothing with the truth but accept it or turn it down. So they don't want you to hear it. The real truth. They want you to hear about something that sound good. Don't say nothing can hurt my feelings. The Bible hurt all our feelings.
All right. Amen. The true word.
If you want to go by that, it hit everybody. I don't care who you are, but they pull up into the door. He wants us to get right. God Almighty, you can't run from it. But preachers in these last days just afraid to tell folks the truth. God Almighty, don't let God be your enemy, boy. You got something on your hand. Paul, you got that right.
Yes, sir.
And look at Titus 2, 11 through the 15 verse. These last days, buddy, they don't want it. I promise you. I know I don't get to where I want to get to today. I see right now I want to get there. But buddy, it's coming. I promise y'all. I'm promising y'all that. God Almighty. Read, Paul.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men.
Everybody. Just about know it all over the world now. The grace of God. Jesus is all over the world now. Read on, Paul.
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
Not the world to come. We got to do that here on this earth. Denying ungodliness and worldly lust. We shall be soberly and righteously. Godly in this what world? Not perfect, but all y'all be trying to strive and to get like God wants you to get. God Almighty. Nobody perfect. All of us come short of his glory. That means that if you do it, ask for forgiveness. But we get a habit of doing it and just keep on what?
Yes, sir.
and get used to it. God Almighty. But it's still not right. It's ungodly.
Right.
We are living in that time right now.
Amen.
We find more church folks everywhere now, doing everything the world doing right now.
Yes.
That we even know we're in the last days.
All right.
God gave us signs about them. Ain't nobody paying it no. Just very few preachers, pastor, paying it attention.
You're right, Pastor. You're so right.
It's real, buddy. We can play church all we want, but this thing is real. And that preacher is in order to tell us about it. But Paul said in these last days, so many gonna go into a pitch. Ain't never been called. It's a turkey been called. You gotta be called by God. I'm not talking about no dream. I dream God called me. Or the devil called you.
All right.
You don't dream that God called you. See, when God called you, you're going to know he called you. Ain't no dream. You know that old lady, I got all respect for her. She told me, I'm going to be a preacher. I feel I'm just about ready. Oh, the devil talking to you. God called folks to preach. I said, God called folks to preach his gospel. And you ain't going to be ignorant when you hear it.
That's right. Amen.
Folks go to school just to be a preacher.
You're right, brother. You're so right.
Yeah. We in them days right now. I promise you. Read on, Paul.
Looking for that blessed hope
God
and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
We looking for him, buddy. I mean that. We looking for him to come back at us. He promised to come back at us. He promised us that. Read on, Paul.
Who gave himself for us.
Yeah.
That we might redeem, that he might redeem us from all iniquity.
Yeah.
And purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works.
He working on us. Nobody perfect, but he what?
Working.
Working on us. Working on us. If he got to spank us, he working on us. Just like you got a little child, he keep on picking off this thing, so don't bother that. He keep on, you spanking. That's what God does. God, I'm talking about those who've been born again. They keep on doing things, God had to do something to them. If he had to put him in a hospital, have to kill him. Or whatever you got to do to get your attention. Sometimes God has to get our attention. We know we're not doing right. He had to get our attention. God trying to help us. God Almighty. Yeah. Read on, Paul.
These things speak and exalt and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee.
Y'all see that? Y'all see what God put on us?
Yeah.
Because of how y'all think about us.
All right.
What y'all say about us.
All right.
Look what God said. These things, what? Speak.
Yeah.
Then what? Exalt.
Yeah.
If I got to do what? Rebuke.
Yeah.
With what?
Oh.
Who gave me authority? God gave me authority.
Yeah.
To preach his word without compromise to help people.
Right.
Watch this. Watch this. Hey, you got a little child. Did you see this thing? Because you see me, y'all got your mouth poked out. Now watch this. Now here a little child. He keep on messing with this right here. I'm going to go way back and see. He keep on messing with that. That'll bite him. Boy, leave that alone, boy. Keep on messing with it. It's a bite him, man. It'll kill him, man. Don't watch yourself. But he keep, don't bother that, boy. Leave that. Don't bother that. Hey, reach at him. No, he took his hand back. Don't bother that, boy. Leave that alone. Now watch this now. That way God tell us sometimes we doing things ain't never right.
Yes,
we keep on doing things. After a while, God gonna do something. If he got to break your leg.
All right.
If he got to lay you in a hospital for a week.
Yes.
Y'all get my point?
Because
he loved you. To keep you from doing what I told you not to do. You steal his child. And those I love, I'm going to do what? I'm going to chase them. That's not your child. You keep on doing something, you had to whip him because you want to remind. Ain't that right? That way God the same way then. Don't get mad when God chase us. He love us. Watch this. If you go without chasing, you're never his child in the faith place. What you mean, Reverend Walker? If you keep on doing wrong, you know it is.
is. And keep on doing it. Been doing it for years. Well, now, God ain't never bothered you about it because you're not here.
All right.
He said, those who I love, I'm going to do what? Chase them.
Hello.
See, you think you're getting by. You ain't getting by. Not with God. He said, those I love, I'm going to chase them. Those I love, I'm going at them. And when I get through with him, he's coming home.
Amen.
This is how God deals with us, like we deal with our children.
Preach, Pastor.
It's the truth. And folks need to know the truth, see. Those I love, I chase them. If you keep on doing wrong, just keep on doing it. Boy, it's like you're getting by the devil. See, that ain't all right. See, sometimes they're not his children. They're not God's children. You keep on doing wrong, boy, and been doing it for years and years. Sometimes God catch them before you do it one time.
All right.
But some of you go a long time. Sometimes God says, I've got to stop him. I've got to do something. I don't know what I'm going to do, but when I get through with him, the prodigal son, he left home, didn't he? But God said, when I get through with him, he's coming back home. God rebuke those he loves. Nobody perfect. That means when you, if you do something wrong, don't be waiting on 10 months or Lord, forgive me. Don't tell God, forgive you.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
You still this child.
Right.
Part of the son left home, but still was what? God's child.
Yes.
But God let all his money go.
That's right.
See, when you got money, you got buddies.
Uh-huh. You're right.
And all his money was gone, his buddy left him. Now he looked like a tramp.
Uh-huh.
Had to get a job in a hog pen, and Jews don't even have hogs. They don't even eat hogs. And, but he had to get in a hog pen looking like a nasty, stinking trunk.
Right.
He said, look at me. See, that we going to make us see ourselves.
Uh-huh.
The older, the young boy said, look at me. In a hog pen. I'm about to eat this slop these folk bring here. Help my father at home with got slaves and not slaves. He got servants that and all of me bed me. I'm a son. I believe I go back home.
All right. All right. Yeah.
He went back home.
Yeah.
His father saw him as just an off.
Uh-huh.
That looked like my son.
Yeah.
God Almighty. He was already stinking nasty, smelling like a hog pen.
Yeah.
But when God saw him, that's how God so loved your soul, just that hard. When God saw him, stand up, buddy. When God, stand up, man. When God saw him, God didn't go over there, you stinking self, huh? Go take a bath. God got him just like this. Saw you back at home. I'm glad to see you. Told his servant, give them this something to eat. Lift them, kill the fattest calf. I'm glad to see you back home, boy. You sit down now. That's how God is to us.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Thank you.
He loves us.
Yes, sir.
He don't want to keep on doing wrong, but he had to send you back home sometime.
This is catalog number 1633. Catalog number 1633.
You can see what's happening in this world. You can see what's happening to this 21st century church. You can see it right now. And my brothers and sisters, part of the problem, watch this now, part of the problem was afraid of the people and ashamed of Jesus and his true word. Notice now, my brothers and sisters, in Jesus' days on this earth, the people had a problem with the truth. They crucified truth. That's something to think about. They crucified truth. Everybody said truth. They crucified truth. So, we in this 21st century church is having a spiritual problem with God and his truth. And his what? The name of Jesus, the word of God, the truth. We are in love with this present world. Notice how many new Bibles are out now. Men doesn't want God truth. They have changed it and changed in God's word to please themselves. Oh boy. That's what happening now. They leave it the word of God. They writing up their own Bible. God Almighty. You live by the Bible. And I live by my mind. See, watch this now. You live by your own what? Power. And I live by my own what? Bible. See, watch this now. They're writing the Bibles, right?
That's right.
They're reprinting the Bible, right?
That's right.
You live by yours. I live by mine. You live by yours. Yeah. I live by mine.
Yeah.
That's what happening now. My Bible didn't say what your Bible said. They putting on what they want to put in there. They changing God's word. Everybody live by their own Bible.
That's right.
My Bible didn't say that. God got one Bible. The 66 books from Genesis to Revelation. If you go by any other Bible, you got the wrong Bible. The devil got Bibles just like Jesus got Bibles.
That's right.
I like the way that Bible sounds. That's the devil talking to you. You read that Bible and knew what they got out? No, girl. I'll listen to you not a week. You read the Bible, you're going to act what it says. If you worry, you're going to act wrong what you read about.
That's right.
I know Jesus know what he's talking about. These folks not know what they're talking about. That's the devil talking to you.
Amen.
They changing the word of God every day in our time. Then your time ain't gonna be long. I promise you this it. We in these last days, and you can see anything happening like this is going on right now. Bibles everywhere, everybody. Boy, I got some stuff coming gonna knock you off your feet. Not today now. If you come back next week, oh, I'll tell you next week. Gonna knock you off of your feet. See, we take this lightly. We take church something to play with. It don't got down to us now. It have gotten down to 21st century church. We lay old by a sea of church. Bless his holy name. They're changing the word of God. I ain't gonna borrow that. I remember we're gonna get through because I know I'm gonna hang up this. We in these days now.
Yes,
if y'all vote right quick, I'm going to start on it now.
Yes,
I ain't got time. I'm kidding y'all people. Time ain't left. I want to be on the radio. I want to be on the radio.
Amen.
I promise you. I'm promising you that. This is it.
Yes,
take me lightly. I ain't going to prove nothing. I know what he done told me, and I see what in this Bible. Is here. Feel sorry for young folks. You're going to be right in the middle of it. Watch. A few more years from now, it's going to knock you off your feet.
Amen.
I'm not a doomed preacher. I'm trying to get folks ready to be Jesus. Told me, I'm on my way back. We take church something to play with. You're playing with your soul. If your soul miss heaven. Where else do you think you're going?
All right.
Hell.
All
right. You don't hear hell preaching no more.
Right.
The lake of fire preaching no more. You don't hear sin. It's still in here. Bible ain't got this kind of stuff. Bible got other Bible, these new Bible. Right? Coming with everything what men lack.
That's right.
That's the devil. The Bible talk about what's going to happen in these last days.
Right.
Don't let the devil trick you. I don't care how much a foreign thing, but they have so much a foreigner, got all this, got all of that, got all this. It's going to vanish one day.
All right.
The folks, The Laodicea church loved the world. We represent the Laodicea church, the last church. We represent that church, the 21st century church. We love the world more than we love Jesus. Go home and read it. They don't lock Jesus out. He had the door knocked. He can't even get in. What happening in? If he can't get in, what's something going on in there?
All right.
Entertainment. Entertainment. Ain't no real word being preached. Read about the last day. Study the last day. We ain't looking at the last day. Pilgrim days are over. It's our time now. It's our time. We read about Peter, them, all of them, good. But none of them got down to us. Go, just go home. I know so many of y'all read the book of Revelation since you've been born again. But go home and look at the book of Revelation and look at the church of Laodicea, the last church of the seven churches, the last church, that seven church, and see that's us. You're reading about yourself then. And see how we are. Rich and need for nothing. Jesus knocking at the door, can't even get in. His own church. Because what? It's so worldly. So worldly. It's so worldly. Worldly. Love the world more than they love Jesus. And Bible says, what is proper man to gain the whole world? And then you lose your own soul. What do you mean, Reverend Walker? My soul won't go to heaven. My soul will go to hell. That's what he's talking about. I love the world. What things in the world? I'm enjoying the world. I got stuff. Oh, you can't take your stuff with you. See, you ain't taking nothing with you. You come here, can I say that, old folks? You come in the world buck naked, and you're going to leave buck naked. Your soul. You bought nothing in the world. Jesus said, you ain't going to take nothing out of here. All that stuff to leave, somebody else going to use it. But you're putting before Jesus. Jesus don't care about her having stuff, but just don't put your stuff before me. Sometimes we say, well, I'll be careful who I leave my stuff with. Well, you're going to leave it somewhere. Nobody's back with you.
All right.
You're going to leave the stuff, or the stuff's going to leave you. It's going to be one of the two. And a lot of folks don't care about their soul. You've got to stay somewhere. Let me say this. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to time up. I need to say this. Your soul is the most important thing that you got. That's you. That's you. Jesus come to die for your what? Soul. I said this at a funeral all the time. We are a living what? Soul. Keep on what? Living. Thank you, ma'am. See, a chicken and a turkey and a dog, they have souls, but not what? Living souls. We in the image and the likeness of God. Turkeys and cats and dogs are not in the image and likeness of God. That means God sent Jesus not down here to save no turkeys and dogs, but to save what? Lost what? Soul.
That's right.
See, your soul came from God. God breathed into man, not he became a what? Living. Everybody say living.
Living
soul. Keep on what? Living. That's what Jesus come at. When Adam messed up in the garden, now guess what? He sent Jesus down here to get us souls straightened out. We came from heaven. Dogs and cats came from the earth. Our home where? Is in what? Heaven. That's where we come from. And God trying to get us back where we come from. Can I say vice president?
All right.
I send the vice president of heaven.
All right. Go ahead.
Right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
To die for our sin.
All right.
To pay the debt off. that paid the debt off. He paid it off on Golgotha Hill, out on Calvary. Right. Now, whosoever believe in him, that what he done can be saved. That's the only way a man can go back to heaven. Not doing good work. Good work don't get you back to heaven. But being born again. That's what gets you to heaven. I don't cuss. I don't go for what you want. I don't do it. They ain't got nothing to do with it. I've been good all my life. I don't care how good you've been. You've got to meet Jesus.
That's right.
If you haven't gave your life to Christ, your soul's still in a mess.
Yeah.
He the one got to come in your life to let your soul be fit to go to heaven again. He comes in your life. And what you call born, old folks said, born again. Your whole life changed. And that's what preaching is all about. Is to get man back where he comes from.
All right.
Where he come from. And look how simple he has it. Plain as day. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt. Everybody says it. Thou be saved. It's just a saved from what? See, got to be something saved from something. Saved from hell. Saved from the lake of fire. Watch this now. Let me get that straight now, because that fire messed folks up. They think when you die, some folks say going to the lake of fire, you ain't going to burn completely up. You there forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. That's one of the saddest things in the world. Go to hell there forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And when Jesus come to see to that, that you don't have to do that. All he said, for man just confess Jesus' name. Lord Jesus. And believe that in his heart, that God raised Jesus from the dead, that God sent Jesus down here at me. If I believe that in my heart and confess it with my mouth, he shall be saved. Saved. I don't have to go to hell. I'm what? Saved. That's got to be preached in the 21st century.
Amen.
We play with too many folks' souls in the 21st century.
Right.
And this is what the church is doing. We the Laodicea church. Go home and read about it. See how we are. We worldly. Just the worldly we can be. And when man can be saved. When man can be saved. Mama can't save you. Daddy can't talk up for you. Mama can't talk up for you. I'm going to time out. How the case may be. Can't talk up for you. You've got to make that choice your own self. Watch the devil, how he brings songs, old songs. We just sing it and shout off it. We're supposed to sing that song. Oh, when you get to heaven, told the mama now, save a seat for me. Ah, no, see, now watch this. Can't nobody save no seat for you. I just, McClain, let me put it like this. I scared the guy in myself. The Bible says, if the righteous scarcely be what? Saved. Scarcely. I just squeezed in myself. Old folks just squeezed in myself. I can't save no seat for nobody. You can't save. Mama can't save no seat for you. She just barely made it herself. Is to every individual. Now you can give your life to Jesus right now. If you're not saved, don't be ashamed to give your life to Jesus.
Amen.
On your dying bed, it's gonna be too late. Biggest time.
Uh-huh.
God will fix it. Don't make no fool out of God. You can't make no fool out of it. See. And every time you have a funeral, sometimes pull a pastor, Lord, put him on the spot all the time, man. Got to put folks in hell. We know they didn't go to church. Never, but I'm got to. I can't put him in hell. You'll shoot me. Ain't never been no church. Yeah, I meet you over yonder. What yonder? Get that yonder straight now. I mean that.
That's right.
I know it may sound funny, but that's what we go on now. And want to have a funeral at the church. He didn't never go to church.
All right.
Need to have a funeral at the graveyard.
All right.
And the preacher got given tell us two lies. I'm just being honest and fair, that's all. Your soul is nothing to play with. Can't nobody say no seat for you, mama. Nobody else. You can't buy no seat. You got to get your own seat by giving your life to Christ as your personal Savior.
Amen. Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus. That's the God-hidden truth. Anybody tell you anything different, they lying to you.
Amen.
This the Bible. This the Bible. Ain't hurting nobody's feelings. I ain't hurting your feelings. I'm trying to tell you the truth. I don't want no trouble with God. No, kind of make you feel good. I got to preach the gospel. My job is to love your soul, not your goal. Not your goal. Everybody say goal. Not your goal, but your what? Soul.
All right, Pastor.
Let us all stand.